Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike Dettay along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. We'll be here until 6:30 tonight. Then we'll throw it to the Saints Radio Network, and I'll be on Visit Pensacola, Saints Coaches Show. Mike Haas will join us. Bobby, along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, his guest tonight, will be Saints defensive line coach Bo Davis.
Well, you know, the coaches show, you know, everybody wants to know. Because, you know, we get a little spoiled with Sean Payton and Drew Brees. We got the pedal to the metal. We're always trying to score. You know, okay, the Cardinals might score, but we want to score before half.
Okay, the end of that half. If you trusted your quarterback, ain't you using them timeouts?
Well, yeah, it's like two for one because you're going to, you know, you defer to the second half. You won the toss, so you get the ball to start. So Sean used to say this, and I know Kellen Moore knows this. It's like two for one. So you have to figure out, okay, when they're getting in scoring range, and, okay, you don't want to give them a touchdown, but you know they could probably get points. You know, you think they make a field goal. So how much time are you going to have left to give you an opportunity? So all of a sudden, basically, how you kept three timeouts in your pocket in the locker room versus, you know, you could utilize the timeout. And I'm not saying we go down at the end of the second quarter, like, bam, 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 go score a touchdown. But then you get back again in field goal range. And then, you know, now.
Bob, the way they hit field goals today.
Yes. Yeah,
you're not really going a long distance to get into field goal range.
You get a couple
today.
Of first downs, and then all of a sudden you're in field goal range. And that's why, we decided because of field position not to score, you know, just to end the half. No, then you could have had basically a minute. Now, I'm going to break it down more as we go on and take callers. But Mike, before we go to the first caller.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, happy birthday, Mike Dettay. How about that? How about that?
Man, if I knew how to live this long, I'd have took better care of my body.
is this your Medicare birthday or what?
It's in that range, Bob.
Oh, in that range.
It's in that range, baby.
Yeah. I think you like me. You're in that Medicare birthday. So, So congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So,
you get pension. No Social Security.
The whole thing is, you put enough into Medicare and all, and Social Security, so you want to get some.
I'll wait down the line.
Yeah, wait down the line.
But that Social Security.
You know, that's why the older you get now, I know it's not a sports topic, but the older you get, like, oh, Social Security is going to be here. Like, you know, you look at your grandkids, the future generations. All I know is I want it there for me because I know what I put in that.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. We put in a few nickels right throughout the year.
Right. So I'm like, say, come on, Hebert. No, I mean, come on.
No, you're in a certain tax bracket. Man, you see it. Because we've talked about that before. Yow.
No, you're putting into it. So that's my public service announcement for today.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it.
Make sure we at least adjust it and have Social Security for the future.
Yeah.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. Happy birthday.
Hey, Hollywood.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, Bobby, I want to ask y'all a question, both of y'all. What you think about them uniforms yesterday? We like the old traditional uniforms. No. We don't like those.
Didn't like it.
Well, the only way I'd have liked it if we'd have won. And then I would say, I'd say keep wearing it. You know, win. I'd say wear it again next week against the 49ers. But now, since we lost, put it in back.
Don't use it again.
Well, put it in the back of the equipment room. We didn't win. You know, and then now because, you know, how I would have utilized this, like, okay, you know why that uniform worked? That was good mojo. Juwan Johnson. Look at that.
If
unbelievable.
He caught it.
Look at that hero catch. And, oh, the uniform maybe had something to do with it.
Okay.
But now, we're putting it back in the equipment room.
I told this to Tommy Tucker this morning, and I see this at all the camps we do on the bayou. And we got so many of them that happen now. But the DB coaches now teach them, okay, you going up against guys that, like, when you were playing, they would be playing, like, outside linebacker. They so tall. But they don't play on defense no more. They just play wide receiver and tight end. So they teach the defensive back, okay, if you lose the battle initially to the receiver, he has got to control the ball to come down.
Oh, yeah.
Swat at it and knock it out. Buda Baker, who's all of 5'9", and I'm going to say a little change, he was standing right there. Okay, the battle got lost initially because Juwan catches it. He's coming down.
But gravity, you got to come down.
And Buda swipes at it. Bob, the way the rules are today of catch, control, they teach that to these young DBs today. So now for the receiver, what you got to do is hold on to it almost like vice grip when you're coming down.
And then the thing is, if it hits the ground and then it's moving, oh, I don't know, that wasn't a catch. I mean, what's a catch? They make it too complicated, I think.
Yeah, but
whether college or the NFL.
But it goes to show how Buda Baker is one of the best.
Oh, yeah.
He saw what was happening, and, okay, initially you got beat. The defensive back gets beat. But he makes the play on the ball and knocks it out.
Mike, like you're saying, make a play on the ball. In the old days, you used to be able to knock the crap out of the receiver. I mean, go
now
across
their head.
Now
you can't do it.
So now, but you can knock the crap out of the football.
Yep.
Well, it's going to have you just go and try and just remember I told you if you rush in the passer too and the quarterback holds the ball up, you can't really hit them, but you can break their arm. You can go knock – they're holding the ball, knock the crap out of their arm and their hand. That's they're not going to call a penalty on that. Don't come near his head. No. Or don't hit him hard and then land on him. You know, got to, like, tackle and kind of ease them down. But, no, you can break their arm now. You won't get in trouble for that.
Okay, I see Pete do this with all the guys that he works with, Pete Jenkins. And he'll teach them almost like the setup. When you see that quarterback goes back to pass and he kicks it back, okay, years ago I'd have told my guy, run through him. But he said now today they might call a penalty. So what we do is – try to dislodge the ball. Go for his arm or his hand and dislodge it. They can't call a penalty on you.
No, and it's hard. That if the quarterback doesn't have two hands on that ball, and they're going to fumble.
Not everybody's Josh Allen.
No, exactly.
Josh got some mitts on him.
And then, but if you go and you target that arm, that shoulder area and all that, you want to go to quarterback. Go for the ball. Because think about this, you can get, who knows, how the ball bounces. You cause a fumble, then how about you cause a fumble, get a scoop and score? I mean, there's so many good things that can happen by getting that kind of quarterback pressure.
Think about this with the Eagles with Josh Purdy. They go after him. They didn't get
him. Brock Purdy, yeah.
And they go after his arm. They knock him out. They were down to the third string guy.
That was 2 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah, in the playoffs, right? Yeah.
In the playoffs. And then NFC Championship game.
Yeah, and then Purdy, I mean, he wanted to play, but his arm was all jacked.
But he couldn't pull it back. Yeah. I'm telling you, there's some method to the madness here. And I know Tommy brought it up. You know, people will, they'll text about, well, that's not proper technique. What?
Why?
Okay, going after the ball, it's part of the evolution of the game. Maybe 30 years ago, you were taught to go through the quarterback. Yeah, but if you do that today, they're going to throw a penalty on you.
To cream the quarterback. You can't cream him no more.
No. I mean, you got just a little section you can hit him, and that's it.
Yeah, and then if you hit him, like, below the shoulders and above the waist, but then if you hit him really hard and then you land on him, that's roughing.
Then tweet, tweet.
Yeah, it's like, what? I didn't go for his head. I didn't go for his knees. How can that be a penalty?
And you try to create the turnover.
The NFL couldn't legislate that if you go to knock that ball out their arm and just hurt their arm. But then, obviously for TV, everybody wants to see.
They want to see the star
quarterback. Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen and all. But I don't think they can make a rule for that, Mike.
No, here's my thing in week one. People asked me, what's the biggest take? I said, you saw such great quarterback play. We saw it Thursday night. Jalen Hurts doesn't get a lot of credit, but he was so efficient to give the Eagles that win. What more did you want Dak Prescott to do?
Prescott,
come on,
CD, awesome.
You got to catch the ball.
CD Lamb, like four or five catch for sure.
And how monumental. And Justin Herbert, Friday night.
Yeah,
he outdueled the man.
Beating Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs.
And Bob, you know
who didn't play well? The whole preseason, they're ready to run him out of town. He was awesome. Justin Fields. They lost to the Steelers. But Justin Fields, that was his best game as an NFL pro.
And he's going up against Aaron Rodgers.
Mike, and they were like, oh, the Jets. No. You know who let down the Jets? Was Aaron Glenn's defense. And he's in charge of the defense. You know, the head coach, we know him from the Saints.
You'd have never guessed that would have been an over game. That would have been over. The crazy thing is, you watch Lamar Jackson last night. He was playing MVP, and bang, I know they don't have it no more, telephone booth. Here come Josh Allen.
Yep,
you're down
about
15 points with 4 minutes left, and you end up winning?
But I look at that as we go to the break. I look at that Bills-Ravens game, even though the Ravens lost, I'm more optimistic. With the Ravens and the Bills, because I think Josh Allen, he has to play like Superman, and they're not going to win. How about McDermott? Isn't he a defensive coach? The Bills' defense sucks.
Man, listen, they were playing two-hand touch with Derrick Henry.
And then,
Derrick was running through the hole, and it was like a guy would, like, put an arm or a hand on him, and he was through. And ain't nobody want to get in front of him.
But at the end, they had that fumble.
He had the fumble at the end.
Yeah.
And so everybody forgets about sort of what
all
he did.
All the domination before that.
Thanks so much for the call, Hollywood. We appreciate it.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.